Hello, my name is Martin Dance, and this is the Tenerife Vibe. And today with us is Bill Marlin, and we're going to see what we can do with this little podcast. We're going to try the top 10 things to do in Tenerife. And see how we go from that.
So it's the top 10 things that I think are nice, and I hope you do too. And if you want to have some fun, I mean, that's half the battle coming here. A bit of sun, a bit of fun. Some of the things that we're going to suggest you can do, kind of if it's raining or if it's sunny or if it's too hot or too cold, then these are the kind of things you can have a go at.
Exactly, yeah. So what's your first suggestion?
Well, I mean, we live near the Cueva del Viento, which is the Caves of the Wind in Icod.
That's true.
Really nice place to go to. You can drive there. I wouldn't suggest you get a tour there, but drive there. There's a car park, little cafe opposite. The actual tour itself takes about 2 to 3 hours. Probably nice to go in the morning. And then you get there. I think the first tour is about 9 o'clock. But these are actually the longest lava tunnels in Europe. And so far, they've actually explored about 18 kilometers of them.
Yeah. It's pretty stunning. When we did our tour, you step down into it and you can go left. There's a door. And that's like for the private cave dwellers who want to sort of do the exploring bit. And that was locked to us. Mm. Or you can turn right and go into the little touristy bit and explore that, which is fascinating.
Mm.
But I just can't believe that people turn left and then want to spend 5 days underground with no sunlight. They take all their own food and water, and when they're finished, they bring everything back out again.
Yes.
And they go to the first or the known point of on the map, and they just keep going and explore a bit more. It just blows my mind because it's pitch black.
It is. It's actually one of the things they do is they turn your light off, and you are literally in blackness, darkness. It just basically doesn't, your eyes don't adjust to anything. But with the caves as well, best thing to do is to book online with the caves themselves. Don't go through a tourist thing. Just book on their website. Take some sturdy shoes, warm clothes, and be aware that the floor of the caves is a bit uneven. So if you're a bit unsure of yourself with your feet, then don't do it. But it's a great day out. Really nice morning out.
No, it's good, and some good advice there as well.
Well, next thing, and again, you can do it in the same day, really, is the Drago tree or the dragon tree down in Icod. And that's right in the middle of Icod. There's a car park near it. Reported to be about 1,000 years old, but I think that's a little bit optimistic. They say it's around 400 years old. You can either see the tree from the plaza where the church is, the Church of San Marcos. This is in Icod itself. Or you can actually book a little tour and go around the gardens and then also go into the butterfly park as well while you're doing that.
I think that's a good shout. They're so close together.
Yeah, they are. And then lunch. Maybe you can have lunch in the plaza. There's like a little bandstand with a cafe opposite. Really nice. There's some other places around with some little wine bars near to the tree. Really a hive of activity, that tree. So really, really good.
Did you know there was a very small museum underneath the church?
Ah, yeah. No, I didn't. I haven't been to that.
If you're a resident, it's free, but just for a few euros, you step down you step back in time and into the history of the church kind of uniforms and what the priests used to wear.
And that's great as well.
Yeah.
And there's some nice walks to do from the tree. So you can walk all through Icod, the old town. You can walk up into the hills. It's all very easy, all very, very, very nice.
It's pretty flat.
Yeah, it is. You know, take some time to have a look at the restaurants around there. There's some really nice ones.
The Dragon Tree Park Garden, it's actually really well looked after.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of dedicated routes through it. There's little QR codes you can read to get more information about the plants. Sort of seasonal information when stuff's going to flower as well. So, for example, the dragon tree flowers once every 10 years.
Mm.
And I think I've only ever seen it once. That was quite interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very good. It is a good day out.
Yeah. So what do you think? It would be a good day to go to the top, the Cañada?
The Cañada.
Yeah.
I mean, pick a nice day. Pick a day that you can, that is reasonably warm if you can.
Yeah.
Going up towards Teide is, can be cold. It can be snowy. Just wrap up, take some jumpers. Don't think you're going to be at the beach. You're going to be up there. There is a cable car up there. Now, in my experience, it's nearly always closed or very busy.
Yeah.
So I would recommend if you're going to do it, try and book in advance or try and get up there very early so that you can get one of the first cable cars up to the top.
Or even book it before you get here.
Yeah, you can do that as well.
If you're going to do a guided tour, there's a guy that can take you up to the very top.
Mm.
And it's language specific as well.
Mm.
So you can get the right person for the job, taking you around, explaining all the bits and pieces, and that's actually quite useful.
It's good. I've done the cable car. I've not done the final bit where you have to walk to the very top.
That's tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's probably why I've not done it.
There's a bit less oxygen, so it does take its toll. The guide is actually very good. He manages the crowd quite well, and that he's looking out for people who are out of breath, and he sort of makes deliberate stops and points out sort of certain observations, like, look, there's La Gomera, and he talks about the different islands and stuff and how they came into being.
And you can also stay up there, I understand, overnight in a hostel and then wake up and see the sunrise.
There's a less official route up, but it requires you to park at a specific spot at 3 o'clock in the morning if you're going to walk all the way up to the very top to watch the sunrise. And I have known a few people that have done that. It is quite an arduous sort of walk. The air starts to thin out the higher you get. So,
I think I'd stick to an organised tour.
Fair enough.
So just be aware as well that it can be closed. The whole national park can be closed in the winter due to snow.
Yeah.
Although this year in 2024, we haven't had any snow on Teide, the first time in 108 years, I think.
Wow,
it is.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
So Siam Park?
Yeah, Siam Park's great. Water, and more water.
The only natural living zoo, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's open all year, as I understand, and you can do night swimming as well, night adventures there.
Yeah. Between July and August.
Yeah, July and August. And it's nice if you don't want to get too sunburned or too kind of exposed to the sun, because you can do it from 6 o'clock at night. Get there, park in the Siam Mall, just walk across to the Siam Park.
The time I was there for the evening, we got to the top of the Kamikaze, and I'm not sure that's the actual name of it, but I'm calling it the Kamikaze because it's the biggest drop. And just as we got to the very top of that, the sun was setting. So it was actually beautiful. Wow. Yeah, it was lovely.
It's nice. It's not cheap, but I think it's well worth it. It is a good day out, and they've got a natural kind of, like, not a natural, but a tide pool as well that you can wade out into and float around, spend the day there. Some nice little cafe bars inside as well. So. And that lazy river was quite good. It's kind of like it must take about 45 minutes to get around the whole thing.
And there's a rapid section. And I missed that. I took a wrong turn.
But it is good.
Yeah.
It is good. And then closer to Icod, you've got Garachico, the next town along. It's got some really good restaurants and architecture and natural...
I was going to say ice cream shops.
Well, it's got a very nice ice cream shop on the front as well, which is really good. But it's a lovely old harbour town and volcanic made swimming pools, really. And you can jump in. The sea comes into them, refreshes them. So it's a really good it's a good day out. But take some time to walk around the old town. It really is nice. And there's a church there as well, with a museum, I think, as well.
There's a few little hot spots around Garachico that I quite like.
Yeah, there is.
Teaches you about the history of the place. And actually, the last volcanic eruption got within a few feet of destroying the whole village.
Yeah.
It was pretty close to about 100 years ago. Luckily, it stopped.
Yes, it did. But a good day out, and I think probably a full day out if you want to kind of do a bit of walking, a bit of sightseeing, a bit of the church. And I think you can go up the bell tower as well.
With a sniper rifle.
With a sniper rifle, yeah. That'd be good fun. Very good. Take your cozy and go and jump in the pools.
Oh, the beach is really good, isn't it? It's actually well protected.
It is, yeah. And it's very, very nice. Nice place. Nice place to go to.
So what do you think about Masca?
Well, Masca, you know, it's a lovely little village. And you could really only get to it 30 years ago by donkey. It wasn't accessible for cars and certainly not coaches. Now it's a lovely little village. There's about 90 residents apparently in Masca. You can do a hike down to the sea, and I have done that a long time ago now, but I have done it. But they do recommend that you take a tour guide with you because it can be a bit kind of for the more maybe advanced hiker. But a day out at the Masca is great.
We call it the little Machu Picchu because it's on staggered terraces. So it is actually quite difficult. Not difficult to navigate. It's quite easy to get around, but it's quite steep. Yes. So you can walk to the very tip of it, into the depths of it. Yes. But it's actually it's a bit more difficult to walk out again.
But great views from up there as well. I mean, certainly don't come to Tenerife without at least going to Masca. It's just lovely. It really is nice.
Do you know if that route is open again? Because it was closed a few years ago.
My understanding is it is open, but they do like you to go with an organised tour. Okay. So you can do it. When we went down there and we walked down, and then there's like a little pier, and they got one of these little boats and they took you back to Los Cristianos or Playa de las Americas. So that saved us walking back up again. But that was nice. Very good tour. Remember to take some food for the cats, because there's lots of stray cats down there and they're always hungry.
Did you see any dolphins or whales?
On the way back, on the way back to Los Cristianos, we saw some dolphins. They came by the side of the ship and it was very good, very, very nice. Then another place that we got used to over the last few years of living here in Tenerife is Playa San Juan. Nice little seaside town. Just by Los Cristianos, or near to Los Cristianos, probably about 20 minutes car drive from Los Cristianos. But really less crowded. The beach is quite nice. It's easy to get into the water. They've just spent a lot of money trying to pedestrianize a lot of the seafront and all the restaurants.
Is that a golden sands beach?
No, I don't think it's... No, it's black sand. Okay. Pebbles and black sand, but still very nice. It was a great place to go to. And a little gem as well. So if you want to get away from the hustle and bustle, it's certainly worth a little trip down there. Yeah. Just off the main motorway as well. So it's easy to get to.
So do they do a lot of water sports there?
Not water sports as such. No, there's just swimming. There's a harbour there. So there's a lot of fishing goes on in Playa San Juan.
So it's a proper little village there?
Yeah, it's a little village. Okay. It's quite nice. It's not sleepy, but it's not kind of like as busy. If you want your English fish and chips, then that's not the place to go.
About full English?
Well, full English, no, definitely not. This is more kind of Canarian food and some really nice restaurants. So again, worth looking at booking. If you're going to go down there, pick one and book the restaurant up, because sometimes you won't get in. It's that busy. So two other things that are really good. One is the English Church, and then the British Library. They're both in the Tara Park in Puerto de la Cruz. Stone's throw from each other. Just with the English Library, just check what times they open, because they only open on certain days of the week. But really good place. It is a lending library, but they do have talks and conferences and bits and pieces there. Really friendly people. You can get a cup of tea and a biscuit, a cup of tea and a bit of cake as well, which is great. And then the English Church sits in its own grounds. There's a memorial garden there. Boot fair once a month. Just check the website for that. Normally on a Saturday morning. But a new vicar as well, and she's really friendly. So go and see her as well. I'm sure she'd welcome you to the church. Mm.
Just going back to the library, do they do talks? I saw on the Facebook that they were doing a talk about maths, I think it was.
It was actually.
And I would have liked to have gone to that, but I don't always get to sort of see it. It's always in hindsight.
Yes. Yes.
But I didn't expect to go. But I just thought that might have been a really interesting talk.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, there've been various talks over the last few months, and they really try to get kind of things going. But yeah, very nice. Nice place to go to. Nice gardens as well at the British Library. Bit hard to park. So again, both places. There is a car park at the end. Just keep going and there's a car park at the end of the road. But nice to walk around the park as well. The Terra Park is really good. Really nice place to be.
I know they do classical sort of concerts, mini concerts at the church.
Yeah, they do. And again, worth looking out for that on their website. Yeah. They do concerts, classical concerts. They had an organ recital there about a month ago. So they do all sorts of things. They have visiting pianists and visiting singers. And so, yeah, I think the new vicar's really trying to get it a bit more cosmopolitan than perhaps it has been in the past. And then the other thing you can do, but it is a full day, is a day trip to La Gomera, one of our other islands. And one of the things that is interesting about La Gomera is the culture there. And they whistle between farms. So between valleys, different farms, they've got a whole culture of whistling and a whole language in the whistling, which is really good. Yeah. Good to listen to as well.
Just to backtrack a little bit, the ferry only takes an hour to get there on the ferry. And it's kind of a hydrofoil thing, so it's pretty smooth as well.
It's very smooth. If you're a bit kind of seasick, don't worry. It's very good. And normally it's an organised tour, so the coach will pick you up around wherever you're staying, and then you go down to the south, get the ferry over, and then a little minibus takes you all over La Gomera. Not a very big island, so you can almost do the whole thing in the day. But they will pick you up around, I think, 6 in the morning. So if you're not an early bird, it's not one for you.
Try not to get hammered the night before.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely don't drink the banana liqueur the night before.
I think they're good for one shot and then I feel sick.
Yeah, I think the banana liqueur is good for that, and then use it in a banana loaf or something. Yeah. That's probably what it was meant for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then another tour that you can do is Teide by Night. So this will take you up to the volcano, and they have a minibus, and they'll explain what the stars are. Because of the light pollution up there is very, very low, you can really see the night sky, and it's really, really very good. And then to kind of finish the night off, they open the back of the minibus and out comes the champagne and the canapes and the sandwiches and the cakes. And it is just a magical night. It's well worth the time.
So is this the night tour where the astronomer with like a laser pointer pointed out the different stars and the...
Yes.
That's
yes.
Jupiter and that's like,
yeah,
they'll, you know, Saturn.
They'll tell you which are the planets and which are stars, and then they'll explain where the constellations are and the whole kind of, the whole night sky, really. It's magical. It's just a very nice trip. A little bit on the expensive side, around €100 per person. But again, if you're only here once, it's well worth doing.
Oh, definitely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really is worth doing.
Yeah, I think I've been up in the car before.
Yes.
And it's at sunset, and the clouds are rolling in below us, which is kind of nice. Then you get the coach tours come up, and they've come from Playas de las Americas.
Yes.
And they're clearly wearing not enough, because they get off the coach in their T-shirt, shorts and flip-flops.
Yes.
They step off, take their photo and sprint back to get on the coach.
Yes.
Because they're very clearly underdressed for the occasion.
Yeah.
Because it can be nippy at the top.
It can be cold. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I think that's one of the things. You come to Tenerife, our sunny island, but it can be cold up there. It's the only place that we get snow on the island. It's the only place that goes below zero at any stage of the year. So do dress accordingly.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. I think that's a good summary of activities that we could do on Tenerife.
Yeah, it's been nice chatting to you. And, you know, these are just 10 things. There's hundreds of things you can do. Look it up on Google. But there's loads of things you can do. It is a magical island. It's just a very nice place to either come to visit or, if you want to, come and stay longer.
I mean, you don't really have to do anything. You could just stay on the beach for a week. And that's, you know, it's whatever you want to do, really. But there are... Just saying, there's a million things to do, and these are just 10 of those things that you can get involved in if you want to. So, yeah, it's great. Okay, well, cheers, Bill. Thanks a lot.
No, thanks, Martin. It was great.
And we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay, hope you enjoy it.
Thanks a lot. Bye for now.
Bye.